This is Ryan Gomes, and you're listening to the home of the champs, Mount Basketball, on 930 WFMD.
Great to be with you here. My name is Adam Pohl for Mount Basketball. Mount St. Mary's in North Florida, two programs that have played the big boys to open the year. The Mount with losses against Marquette, Notre Dame, and Georgetown. And for North Florida, they've played two of the top 10 teams in the land, Michigan State and Florida. They also have losses to Michigan and VCU. So these teams, even though their records aren't pretty coming into today, they are formidable programs with great chances to go to the NCAA tournament. And either Mount St. Mary's or North Florida has been in the NCAA tournament in three of the last 4 years. The Mount in 2014, North Florida in 2015, and Mount St. Mary's returned last year after their outstanding run to the NEC crown, in which they won both the regular season and tournament championship. This is part of the Maui Jim Maui Invitational, the mainland portion, and what an exciting first half. Let's take a look at halftime stats. First for Mount St. Mary's on top, 42-41. How about Junior Robinson? He's got 14 points with only 6 field goal attempts. Junior also with 3 assists and 2 rebounds. He's 4 of 6 from the floor, 3 of 4 from 3-point range. Just an incredible half as Junior hit 3 threes in the first 3 games combined. He was knocking them down from downtown, and he leads all scorers in this game. It's Omar Hobway with 8 points on 3 of 3 shooting, 2 for 2 from the foul line. He's also got 2 rebounds. That ties a young career high for Omar. 7 for Greg Alexander, who's got 3 boards as well. Then 4 each, Bobby Planudis to go with 4 rebounds. And Ryan Gomes, who only played 3 minutes due to foul trouble. And 3 points, Jonah Antonio. And then Ace Stallings has 2. For North Florida, 9 points for JT Escobar. 3 of 3 from the floor, 2 of 2 from downtown. They've got 7 each from Wahid Aminu, who also has 5 rebounds. 7 from Garrett Sams. And then Tripp Day is 7 off of the bench in 11 minutes. 5 for Noah Horkler, who played only 6 minutes due to foul trouble. 4 for Osborne Blount. And then 2 points for Ivan Gandia-Rosa, who also had 3 assists in that first half for the Ospreys, the Birds of Trey of North Florida. Mount St. Mary's 15 of 31 from the floor, 48%. They were 5 of 16 for 3 and 7 of 7 for the line. For North Florida, 15 of 26. They shot 58%, 3 of 6 from 3, 8 of 14 from the foul line. And an exciting first half, to put it mildly. And we've got some second half coming up here shortly. We're going to take a quick 1 minute break, and we return with a conversation with Mount head coach Jamie and Christian as we take a look at what is coming to Mount St. Mary's next year, the 4-person class that he has and his great staff have signed. And that conversation is coming up right after this. Mount St. Mary's and North Florida, the Mount on top, 42-41, as this is Mount Basketball, presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD.
GraphCom is an unconventional healthcare education and nonprofit marketing firm, equal parts creative studio and production powerhouse. We tell stories that change markets, minds, and behaviors, and we do it all in-house, from strategy and branding to content, design, printing, distribution, and more. Ready to get started on your next marketing campaign? We are too. Visit www.graphcom.com or call 800-669-1664.
The Frederick Keys will be celebrating their 30th anniversary season in 2018, and ticket plans are currently available. This includes the popular Reserve Seat Flex Pack. All Flex Packs come with 10 undated vouchers for only $95. And with the purchase of a Flex Pack or any ticket plan, you can choose between a Trey Mancini or an Austin Hayes bobblehead. Enjoy Keys baseball all season long on your schedule. For more information about ticket plans, call the team at 301-815-9900 or visit frederickkeys.com. Frederick Keys Baseball, shake your keys.
This is Greg Alexander, and we're looking for another chance to dance. This is Mount Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Yeah. It is halftime here at Wofford as Mount St. Mary's takes on North Florida. Jamie and Christian is with me. My name is Adam Pohl, and let's talk about what is actually next year's recruiting class. And before we dig into it, Coach, tell us your original feelings about them.
Yeah, well, I love this class. You know, this staff and the staffs we've had in the past, we've really been able to string together multiple quality groups together in our recruiting classes. So that's been great to be a part of. You know, in this class, what you're seeing guys that can really shoot the ball from the outside. It always has a local feel and a local flavor. I'm all about that. Just trying to keep as many great players close to home as possible. We've been able to do that. And then we added some great size. And, you know, one of the things we're trying to do over the next few years, we're trying to get bigger at the 4 and 5 spots. Stay consistently doing that, but not lose any skill. And so you're going to see guys that are coming in that are a little bit bigger. You know, our roster is going to be pretty big over the next few years, but they're going to have great skill, ability to pass the ball, ability to make outside shots, defend multiple positions. That's where we want to take this. That's what I think will put us in the NCAA tournament with opportunity to win games, multiple games. And so you're looking at that class, outside shooting, local feel, and great size and skill level.
Well, let's dig into it. Matt Becht stands out as far as a great shooter from O'Connell High School in my hometown, Arlington, Virginia. And what is it really that shooting that made him stand out to you?
Well, you know, he's just consistently kept getting better. Yeah. And I love that. I mean, I went in early in the last fall, actually, to see O'Connell work out. And at that time, he was a pretty unknown player. Mm-hmm. And you know, went there to see another kid there that ends up being pretty good, and I walked in and I noticed him quickly, and I remember asking coaches, I was like, who's that kid, you know, right there? And they were like, oh, Matt Becht. And they kind of like gave me a little chuckle, like, you like Matt? And I was like, I think he has a chance to be pretty good. And so we just followed him all throughout the year. He came up and visited, and I just loved how he kept getting better. I mean, when you look at his stats, his three-pointers he made from the beginning year to the end, I mean, he just kept getting better over and over again as he got more comfortable. He's a tireless worker in the game, great basketball IQ, can watch the game. You know, when you're playing for Coach Wooten, you're going to have a great understanding of the game. And, you know, then he put together a terrific summer in multiple games of 4 or 5 threes, doing things to help his team win. He's also a great passer. So, you know, just excited about him, his overall skill level and things he can bring to our table. And he's going to be a 40-plus three-point shooter from the day he walks in the door.
You talk about that size. You've got a 6'9" forward from St. Albans High School named Colin Nominee. And Colin is a guy, do you see him more as a post player? And can he be a guy that factors in quickly to your rotation?
Well, I think he has opportunity to. You know, we've got great competition within this roster here. We've got a great freshman class here that's playing a lot of minutes. But our strive is always try to get bigger and stronger and longer. You know, I think he's a guy that can play the 4 or 5 for us, without a doubt, down the road. And, you know, his skill level, his ability to block shots on the defensive end of the floor, jump, run through passing lanes defensively. You know, he's a bit further ahead defensively than maybe offensively, but I love his offensive skill set. You know, really consistent 15-foot shooter and free throw shooter right now. Great righty hook in the post. And so he's a guy that we're looking at, sort of like Nana Okupu we have now, as a guy that can be a potential 4-man for us down the road, being able to block shots and rebound the ball and kind of take another step in that progression. I think those two guys as a duo will be pretty tough to play against. Both those guys with 7'5" reaches, ability to guard multiple guys, and ability to really change the game up at that position, something I don't know if we've seen a lot of in the NEC the last few years. We're trying to make a staple of guys that can play that position and that can impact the game in different ways.
Seems like every year you get a great point guard or two. It's such a huge part of how you've driven this program forward. And you've got another one coming in, another local product from the Bullis School in Vado Morse.
Yeah, we're really excited about Vado. You know, he's probably the most highly rated player in this class. But we're really excited about him. You know, one of the things that Mount's always been about, and this is before me, this is Coach Phelan and Milan, and, you know, you've always had great guard play. And so when you have the ability to have great guard play, whether, you know, with Coach Phelan's age, it was either from Philadelphia or from D.C. In Milan's age, it was from the 757 mostly. We've really done it more locally. And so, you know, we're really just trying to do a great job with that. Votto's, led the area in scoring last year, 24 game. So he's a tremendous scorer. Plays for a great head coach in Bruce Kelly, who really teaches him the game well, understands him well. And he's just a winner. I mean, he's one of these guys that his teams have always won more games than they're supposed to win. Or, you know, myself, they're going to have a bad year this year, and then he's able to string together his team. And he's just a winner. He's got a great mentality. I mean, he's like, you know, he's got like a Kobe Bryant type of mentality where he wants to really, you know, finish you off there in the course of the game. So he adds mentality to us right away. His ability to score the ball, you know, when you're losing a guy like Junior who does so much for us and has so much swagger, we're definitely bringing in a guy who has similar swagger, a little bit bigger, and has the ability to shoot the ball from the outside.
And the last player on this list actually could come to the mound earlier. His name is Braden Inger. And you have Jonah Antonio now from Australia. And Braden is a 6'8" forward from New Zealand.
Yeah, we're excited about Braden. You know, one of the things we're watching, you know, just looking at our roster, and, you know, he's a guy that really shoots the ball well from the outside. And, you know, I'm not sure if he's a four or five. You know, that's the kind of the theme you're going to see. We're trying to go with these fours and fives are combo players, just like our ones and twos are combo players, can play a little bit of both. Gives you really good versatility when a guy isn't locked in one position. He can play a lot of things. It allows you the ability to play a lot of different lineups and do a lot of neat things defensively. So, you know, we're really looking forward to that. You know, having Braden here, his ability to shoot the ball from the outside. He's 6'8", got a 6'10.5" reach, so he's got great size as well. He's got great shoulders. I think he's going to put on great weight for us. Again, we don't know what position exactly right now, but I think that'll settle itself out. But, again, his ability to shoot the ball, and he's got great footwork. So I'm looking forward to working with him on the defense center floor because I think he can be really a mismatch for us in terms of how he's going to be able to guard people. So, you know, overall, if you look at that class, I mean, we got you know, all four guys shoot the ball well. They all have great size and length, and they all have really good basketball IQ. And those are things when you're adding those to it, and, you know, you get a chance to keep consistently getting better.
Well, thank you so much for the insight, Coach, and we hope it's another great class here at Mount St. Mary's.
Yeah, again, I think it's one of the best classes we've brought in here. I think we've done a good job of that over the last few years and even had to salvage a class last year because of the late departures, adding in some guys. But we were able to figure it out. You know, Bobby Plunis and Donald Carey have played great minutes for us. We had Jonas sitting out as a redshirt. And, you know, that ability to use that redshirt has really helped us have guys ready to go right away. So, you know, we'll look at this class of four guys. We'll decide whether we're redshirt one of those guys, two of those guys, or whatever. We'll figure that part out later. But we're just trying to consistently build our program from within. And being an ability to be able to move guys back because you have talented guys here really, really helps you get better quickly. That's our plan. It's worked for us, and we're going to consistently keep working on it.
Folks, that's Jamie and Christian. We're going to take a break, and we're back with more here from Wofford right after this. Well, folks, we're getting close to the start of the second half, so we're going to keep it right here as Mount St. Mary's taking on North Florida here today. We are at Wofford College. This is the Maui Jim Maui Invitational, the mainland portion of it. Now, Mount St. Mary's played both Marquette and Notre Dame. Those teams are actually going to Maui. And for the Mount, instead, they're here in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Beautiful, brand-new complex here. The Jerry Richardson Indoor Stadium, a $56 million center that just opened. And North Florida will stay here, and they'll play tomorrow against Wofford. The Mount's going to go home to finish their portion of this Maui Invitational Classic as Mount St. Mary's will take on Division III York College in their home opener. And that will be on Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. Get your tickets, 301-447-5700 is the number for Mount tickets. And the ticket office will open on Monday. Mount basketball, here's the start, the second half, going right to left on your radio dial. The Mount on top, 42-41, as Planudis inbounds to carry North Florida into a 2-3 zone. We saw a 1-3-1 look from North Florida early in the first half. They then played man-to-man late. Now it's the 2-3. 17 to shoot, carry and Robinson playing catch. Middle of the zone, Planudis trying a no-look pass to Gomes, but he threw behind him a turnover, and here come the Ospreys. Up the floor, right wing, Escobar, leading scorer for North Florida in the first half. And he backs it out near center floor. 20 to shoot, we're 30 seconds in to the second half. As Aminu the Big has it up top, looking over the mound defense. Aminu hands it for Escobar, tough three. It's short, fight for the rebound. Aminu's got it. Going into Plonudas, pass stolen by Carey. Here comes the mound. Lead for Junior Robinson. Jump pass to the corner, Antonio on the drive. Antonio, and the shot sticks between the rim and the backboard. And the alternate possession arrow will give it to North Florida. The Mount could not get anything in transition there as the Osprey did a great job to really get back defensively and force that dribble drive. And now the Ospreys have it. 42-41, Mount St. Mary's. As Gandia Rosa, with a right-handed dribble, brings it up, guarded by Antonio. man-to-man defense, so they're now playing Robinson off the ball. Rawson driving, bouncing underneath, and blocked away. Horkler's shot blocked by Antonio. Outside Escobar gets a man in the air. Top of the key, Rosa three, no good. Rebounded by Planudis. And here comes Mount St. Mary's. As Carey brings it up the right sideline into the half court. Crossover dribble, jump pass, Gomes cannot catch, gets it back, and he's fouled. And it's the third foul on Noah Horkler, the starting big down low for North Florida. And Gomes will go to the line to shoot two. Where Gomes is 2-for-7 on the young season. 42-41, Mount St. Mary's, free throw, good, nothing but net. Four goals. So Gomes scored 4 points in the first half, but he did it in only 3 minutes. Picked up his second foul before the first media timeout. There's Ryan's second free throw, and he connects. Gomes had a career-high 12 points in the loss Wednesday night at Georgetown, and he now has six. As Gandia-Rosa brings it up against Junior Robinson. Man-to-man for the mound as he goes to the right side. On the wing with a dribble. Junior guarding closely. Robinson, remember, has two fouls. As Gandia-Rosa to his right, getting his screen. Going around it. Here's a runner with a left hand off glass. Just rolled off. Planudis, another mound rebound. Here comes Junior Robinson. A three-point lead and the ball for Mount St. Mary's. Carey looking to drive, pull up, mid-range jumper. It's strong, fight for the rebound, and Garrett Sims brings it down for North Florida. He brings it up, looking to drive down the lane. Tough running shot, good. Off glass and in. Garrett Sims goes coast to coast, and he scores. And it's 44-43, the Mount lead one. As Junior Robinson had it taken away. Gandia-Rosa looking for the lead. Over to Sims. Transition three. Strong. And Junior climbs the ladder to bring down the rebound. Robinson over to Carey. Still well outside. Antonio Planudis. Now Junior Robinson outside right. Extending the defense, North Florida. Jump pass, wide open, corner three, Antonio, and it is good. Jonah Antonio connects his second three of the game, and Mount St. Mary's on top by four, 47-43, as Gandia-Rosa under the basket bounces, knocked away and stolen. The Mount the other way. They're not in a hurry. Jogging at front court, Robinson. Now into the lane on the drive, going up, and no foul, shot no good. And the rebound, North Florida, they run. Escobar bouncing over into the corner, catching baseline drive. Sam's caught. Gets it to Horkler at outside. They can settle it down. Escobar on the drive. Here's a runner with a right hand. Off glass, no. Offensive rebound. And Aminu scores. And a timeout, North Florida. It's 47-45. The Mount leads by two. That's a media timeout as well. 16:48 to play in this one. The Mount on top. And we take a break right after this. This is Mount Basketball, presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD.
Hi, I'm Tony Little.
And I'm Jane Moore. We love helping people find the perfect home.
From Adams County, Pennsylvania to Central Maryland, whether you're selling a home, buying a home, or you need professional property management service, the Little Moore team can help.
Call us today at 301-662-2468.
Who do you appreciate? Tony Little
and Jane Moore, or visit our website at littlemoore.com and get a little more.
It's the middle of the night when... Avoid expensive damages to your home this season by calling Warner Service for plumbing emergencies. 844-44-WARNER. That's 844-44-WARNER.
W-A-R-N-E-R. Warner Service.
This is Jamie and Christian, and Mount Mayhem lives here. You're tuned in to Mount Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Mount St. Mary's on top, 47-45, 16:48 to play. Neither team is led by more than 5 points in this game. The Mount leading North Florida. Fans, Mount Basketball presented by Warner Service. Warner Service offers plumbing, heating, and air conditioning services. Give them a call at 844-44-WARNER or visit Warner Service online at www.warnerservice.com. Now basketball after the called timeout by North Florida. They've got two remaining. As Planudis will inbound for the backcourt. It's Planudis, Carey, Robinson, Gomes, and Antonio on the floor for Mount St. Mary's. as Carey brings it across the timeline against this extended zone look. North Florida really mixing their defensive looks up. Outside right, Robinson, now Plenutis. And here is Antonio. Carey looking to drive, kicks it. Junior, corner three, no good, back iron. Long rebound for Escobar, and he's looking to run up the left side of the floor. Escobar on the wing, kick out Blount. Now Sams, pump fake, dribble drive into the lane, hands it off for Amino underneath and scoring with a right hand. He went under the basket, put it up off glass and in, and he's tied this game at 47 apiece. And Amino's got 11 points in this game. Here's Robinson down the left side. Over to Gomes and a block. Amino took it away. And now Junior Robinson steals it. Goes to the corner. Starts to drive it into the lane. Here's a runner. And good with a right hand. Junior Robinson picking the pocket of the Ospreys. And he's put them out back on top. 49-47. As Escobar back on the outside, and they're going to get a bump foul on Robinson as Blount went down to the ground. And that's the third foul on Junior, which is ever so important. The Mount needs him on the floor. 15:42 to play in this second half. And let's see if this is going to be another media timeout. And I think it is. Media timeout on the floor, 15:42 to play. We're going to take another break. Mount St. Mary's on top, 49-47. As this is Mount Basketball, brought to you by Warner Service on 930 WFMD.
It's the middle of the night when... Avoid expensive damages to your home this season by calling Warner Service for plumbing emergencies. 844-44-WARNER. That's 844-44-WARNER.
WARNER. Warner Service.
There is something about the people here. An ethic of hard work and community. So when Local Brothers decided to start a glass company, they stood out from the pack with exceptional service and attention to detail. Now Emmitsburg Glass is a leading industry contractor in the Mid-Atlantic. From architectural panels and curtain wall installations to custom residential, Emmitsburg Glass, truly a reflection of quality. Go Mount.
This is Junior Robinson, and you're listening to the home of the champs, Mount Basketball, 930 WFMD.
Attaboy back with you here from Jerry Richardson Indoor Stadium on the campus of Wofford. North Florida is going to play Wofford tomorrow. And for Mount St. Mary's, they're going to head home. They'll play York College on Tuesday night in their home opener at Knott Arena. First 400 fans through the gate are going to get a celebration NEC championship banner and NCAA banner towel, a replica towel. Well, we hope you can make it out early for that one in Emmitsburg. North Florida basketball, they're down by two. As outside left, Escobar bouncing for a post touch. Amino has it deep with a right hand scoring. Aminu's been tough to contain. He's into double digits, and we're tied at 49. And a 2-3 zone from North Florida extending beyond the three-point line. Plenunis between the circles for Carey. Junior Robinson with three fouls is on the bench. Antonio, he's going to take a three right wing. Good! Jonah connects. His third three of the game, and he's put them out back on top. 52-49. As Escobar behind the back dribble. Foul line extended. Dishing for Amino. Stolen halfway. Here comes the mount. Antonio in transition. Stops and gets it back to Alexander. And Mount St. Mary sets up their offense. Carey near center circle. Over to Antonio. Here's Alexander. 17 to shoot. They run it up top around the perimeter. As outside right in the corner, Antonio, another three, just a bit short. Fight for the rebound, and pulling it down is Escobar, the redshirt sophomore from Tallahassee, Florida. Escobar averaging 11.8 points per game, going to his left on the dribble. Then out switching defensively, Sams on the drive, going into Hobway, whistle, offensive foul. It's a charge, and it's Mount St. Mary's basketball. Now the big question here, and fans behind me were talking about it at a timeout, is how long will Junior Robinson stay out of this game as Junior is on the bench with three fouls And obviously he's a guy that doesn't see the bench all that often for Mount St. Mary's. Planoon is finding Alexander. Kick out carry. Antonio pump fake dribble drive. Here's a jumper. Good! A two-pointer near the baseline. Antonio picking up the offensive slack. And this is now tied for the Mount's largest lead. On top by 5, 54-49. As Gandia Rosa around his screen. Down low for Days, and he scores. A great pass there to Trip Day, and he puts it off glass and in from prime position. 54-51, Mount St. Mary's by 3. And North Florida continuing to extend this shifting zone. 15 to shoot Planudis in the middle of it towards the lane. Jump pass, Alexander corner 3, and it rattles around and out. And a rebound pulled down by Garrett Sams. Sams going to bring it up, looking to drive, hands it off for Blount. Down by 3 of the ball, Blount on the drive, pointing it up and scoring. A rainbow there, floater. A beautiful finger roll there by Blount. And 4 in a row scored by North Florida. The Mount lead is only 1. Outside left is Antonio. Here's Carey between the circles. The Mount looking to get in the middle of the zone. They do with Antonio. Jonah with a right-handed floater. Good. Jonah Antonio was all alone in the middle of the defense, and he scores 56-53, the Mount. As Gandia Rosa's on the drive. Gandia Rosa stops, looks the hand for Amino, and it's loose, and the Mount gets a steal. Don Carey with a basketball. Head up as he comes front court with a right-handed dribble. Carey around his screen. On the drive, jump pass out, Planudis. And Planudis did not take the 3. The Mount will reset. With 12:38 to play in this one. Here's Alexander, foul line, jump pass, and a halfway two-handed dunk. It's a career best, 10-point day for Omar Hopway. And Mount St. Mary's is on top 58-53. What a pass by Alexander, and the Mount's getting right in the middle of the zone. As Gandia Rosa drives down the lane, what a tough layup to score. He shifted hands and put it up and in with the left hand. A beautiful drive past Antonio. 58-55, the Mount on top. As Antonio outside left, now for Alexander. Mount St. Mary's playing catch well outside. On the right wing, Carey looking to drive it in, lost it. Hopway's got it, turning to his left side, gets a man in the air, fouled, and Hopway's going to go to the line to shoot 2. Oh, he's undersized to play down low, but Omar Hopway, the 6'6" freshman forward from Lexington, Virginia, is making it happen. And he'll be at the charity stripe when we return after this media timeout. 11:56 to play. The Mount 58, North Florida 55. This is Mount Basketball, presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD. Mount Mayhem lives at Knott Arena. Be a part of the excitement all year long by becoming a Mount Club member, purchasing season tickets, or purchasing single game tickets. Call the Mount Ticket Office to be a part of the action. That number is 301-447-5700. Be a part of the mayhem. 301-447-5700.
Big Cup.
50% more.
Homemade taste.
Only from Muscle Man.
Musselman's Big Cup. Applesauce so good you'll be singing for more. 50% more.
Honey, does this cup make me look big?
Yeah.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah, you're looking rich and saucy and...
Don't push it.
Musselman's Big Cup. 50% more applesauce in every cup. Only from Musselman's.
This is Chris Ray, and you're listening to the Mayhem. Mount Basketball, 930 WFND.
Boy, we having fun yet. What a game today. I mean, it's a sparse crowd because this is a neutral floor matchup. But Mount St. Mary's and North Florida are in an exciting contest. The Mount on top by 3, 58-55 with 11:56 to play as Omar Hopway's at the line to shoot 2. He's got 10 points today and the free throw good. Omar's now 4-4 from the floor. He's got 2 rebounds and 2 steals as well. All these points in 14 minutes of action. The second is no good. Spinning off the iron. Junior Robinson remains on the bench of the mound. He's a long lead pass for North Florida, getting it up the Blount. And now Gandia Rosa has got the basketball up top. Horkler back in with three fouls. The mound switches defensively, and a foul on the mound. They get a reach in on Planudis. Yeah, Planudis just got his third foul. Planudis and Robinson have three. Ace Stallings is going to come into the game here for Mount St. Mary's. It's a four-point lead for the mound. As North Florida, JT Escobar will inbound. That was the second team foul on the mound this half. North Florida has three. Gandia Rosa now looking for Escobar on the wing. Driving baseline, Escobar passes it over. And Trip Day in tough position. Shot, no, he's got it back. Kicks it out, six to shoot. Gandia Rosa's three. It's no good. Fight for the rebound. It's going to be on the mound. A box out from Greg Alexander was a bit too formidable. And it's North Florida basketball as Alexander gets the foul, his first. So the Ospreys will inbound from the baseline. Gandia Rosa averaging 14.3 points per game, leading this team. Gets it to Escobar, three, no good. And Ace Stallings the rebound. So they got a quick three off the inbound, but did not connect. And here comes Mount St. Mary's. Front court right carry around, a screen to his left. Antonio driving baseline, going up with the right hand and scoring. Oh, what a second half it has been for Jonah Antonio. He's got 15 in this game, and the Mounts got their largest lead on top by six. Here's Escobar around the screen. Right wing, Gandia Rosa driving baseline. In trouble, whistle foul. They're going to get it on the mount. On the pass, Rosa got hit. Another foul on the floor, and Ace Stallings is going to pick up the foul. It's his second, and team's fourth. And with now 20 on the shot clock, North Florida is going to inbound here from the baseline. What a second half Antonio has had after Junior Robinson carried the weight of the first. As Rosa inbounds, left wing, here's a dribble drive, Blount, runner, and good. There's that little teardrop with a right hand, and North Florida's not going away. 61-57, the Mount leads by four. Carey, left side, Antonio. They nearly double team on the outside. This is that 1-3-1 look. Hobway, outside right, getting it to Carey. Into the corner, Antonio, three, no. Fight for the rebound, out of bounds. North Florida basketball. Last touch by Ace Stallings. And after sitting out about 5 minutes, Junior Robinson's coming into the game with 10:31 to play. North Florida basketball, the Mount will bring some pressure here as Escobar to inbound for the Ospreys. He bounces it in now for Blount. And Blount with a left-handed dribble will jog it up the floor. Hobway is guarding as he brings it into the front court straight away. Blount looking over the Mount man to man. Blount's going to get a screen to both sides. Goes to his right, crossover. Back up top, now to his left. Bouncing down low, Horkler. Blocked by Stallings. Outstanding play. Here comes the mound. Junior Robinson up the right side of the floor, getting a screen. He's up top now. He'll back it up as we've got 10 minutes to play. Down low, Stallings near the baseline for a cutting Alexander. And a right-handed flush with authority. And the mount's on top by six. 63-57. As Blount nearly got a look there at a left wing three. He drives, bounces, and it's kicked away. As they nearly found Horkler for what most likely would have been a dunk of his own. What a thunderous jam with a right hand on a beautiful back cut by Greg Alexander. As Carey checks in, Junior Robinson checks out, 9:45 remaining. Coach Christian trying to keep Junior away from a fourth foul. He's one of two Mount players with three, along with Planudis. As Gandia Rosa from the baseline bounces in towards the corner, and Blount brings it well back up to 16 to shoot. Jump pass right wing for Gandia Rosa. Around his screen, the Mount switches defensively. They bounce wide open was Garrett Sams, and he laid it up, the bunny good. 63-59, the Mount's lead is four. Inside 9.5 minutes to play. Here's Don Carey, outside left for Antonio, contact, no foul. Gets it to Hobway. Hobway, the freshman, top of the key, looking over to Carey, 15 to shoot. Back to Hobway, down low. It's Alexander into the lane, pulling up and scoring. Greg Alexander has got 11 points, four Mount players into double digits. Here's Sams on the drive with a right-handed runner. Strong fight for the rebound, and Mount St. Mary's has got it. looking for their largest lead of the game. Long lead pass, Antonio, three strong, just grazed the iron, and now North Florida pushes it. Escobar for Candiarosa, looking to drive back up top. They get a post touch, Aminu turning to his right, kick out, open three, Escobar, good. One of the few open threes for the Ospreys in this game. It's a big one. It cuts the Mount lead in half. It's 65-62 Mount St. Mary's. Antonio had a three to try to put them out on top by nine as Hopway. They run a weave up top near the center of the floor. Don Carey. Carey with a left-handed dribble. 13 to shoot. Getting a harassed here. Getting a screen, goes to his left. Carey getting to Alexander. Top of the key, three. No good. Spins off the iron. Rebound North Florida. They look to tie with a three here. Escobar driving. He'll back it out near the wing. And Escobar back outside for Sams. And here with the basketball, Gandiarosa. What a game today. 8 minutes to play. Gandiarosa around his screen. A three for the tie. Back iron, no. And Carey the rebound. That was right on line as Don Carey jogs it front court. Over to Antonio. And the Mount will slow it down. 7:45 to play as they run a play. Man-to-man here from North Florida. Carey looks to drive, gets it out to Alexander. Down low pass, stolen. North Florida the other way. Three straight stops of the Osprey as Sams gets it over to Gandiarosa. Reverse layup is good. And a six-point lead for the Mount is only one now. 65-64 with 7:20 to play. And Don Carey walks it up the floor. The Mount looking a little bit gassed here. Between the circles is Carey. Pressured, Carey on the drive, goes up strong, no good. And a rebound, long lead pass, and ahead of the pack, Sams dunks it home. And a timeout, Mount St. Mary's, as North Florida is in front. The Ospreys lead it 66-65 with a 7-0 run. We take a break as well, 7:05 to play, and we're back with more right after this. This is Mount Basketball, presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD.
GraphCom is an unconventional healthcare education and nonprofit marketing firm, equal parts creative studio and production powerhouse. We tell stories that change markets, minds, and behaviors, and we do it all in-house, from strategy and branding to content, design, printing, distribution, and more. Ready to get started on your next marketing campaign? We are too. Visit www.graphcom.com or call 800-669-1664.
The Frederick Keys will be celebrating their 30th anniversary season in 2018, and ticket plans are currently available. This includes the popular Reserve Seat Flex Pack. All Flex Packs come with 10 undated vouchers for only $95. And with the purchase of a Flex Pack or any ticket plan, you can choose between a Trey Mancini or an Austin Hayes bobblehead. Enjoy Keys baseball all season long on your schedule. For more information about ticket plans, call the team at 301-815-9900 or visit frederickkeys.com. Frederick Keys Baseball, shake your keys.
This is Greg Alexander, and we're looking for another chance to dance. This is Mount Basketball on 930 WFMD.
North Florida with a 7-0 run, and they're on top 66-65, 7:05 to play. As fans, Mount Basketball brought to you by Musselman's, making delicious applesauce. An apple product, it's more than a job, it's a way of life. By Emmitsburg Glass, a full-service glass contractor serving the Mid-Atlantic. And by Frederick Keys Baseball, 2018 ticket plans available now at frederickkeys.com. Well, Mount St. Mary's with the basketball. Junior Robinson is back in for the Mount. He was on the bench, and it just looked like Mount St. Mary's ran out of steam there. They had a three to take a nine-point lead in transition, missed it, and North Florida reeled off seven quick points. As Carey for Antonio near the top, Jonah over to Junior Robinson against the man-to-man, getting a screen, going right. He's on the outside, and he'll back it up 15 to shoot. He's looking to drive on a big. Junior nearly falling down. Here's a crossover dribble into the lane. Tough runner. No good. It's tipped back out, and the Mounts got it. Planunis knocked it out to Don Carey. So both Planunis and Junior Robinson playing with three fouls here for the Mount, and they've got it 20 to shoot. As Robinson near the center of the floor, getting a screen, going right. Junior's on the drive again, going up. It was knocked away, out of bounds, Mount Basketball. And North Florida is thinking that it went off the leg of Robinson, but it'll stay with the Mount. 15 to shoot. And on the replay, it looks like it did not hit Junior's leg as Carey will inbound to Robinson left wing. He spins towards the baseline. Under, kick out, Alexander, three. Good! Oh, did the Mountain need that one? They're on top 68-66. And they end the 7-0 run. And it's 14 points for Greg Alexander. As Gandhi Arosa to his left, still on the outside. Against the man-to-man, the Mount switching defensively. He's now on the right side, guarded by Carey, who comes up close to him. Aminu setting a screen. Gandhi Arosa to his right. Now he's under the basket, bouncing baseline. Tough jumper. But before it was shot, it's a travel. There were two Ospreys players in the same spot, and Garrett Sam shuffled his feet before pulling up for that jump shot. It's Mount basketball, 5:52 to play, as Mount St. Mary's is on top 68-66. Don Carey bringing it up the floor. Gets it over to Alexander. They run the weave up top. Here's Junior Robinson. He gives it to Carey. Top of the key now. Carey looking down low. We got a whistle. It's a hold foul. Yeah, it might be a tough foul for the Mount, even though it's against North Florida, because it was a great pass by Carey that looked like it was going to get a layup for Planudis. Fourth team foul on North Florida. The Mount will inbound. I think they got Sam's there, his second foul, as Carey to trigger the Mount offense into Antonio. Pump fake on a three. Now we'll take it from the left side, and he connects. Jonah Antonio leading it up in the second half. The Mount's back on top by five. As bringing it up quickly, Escobar swinging cross court. Sam's a three. Good. Garrett Sam's connects, and the Mount lead is two. 71-69. North Florida getting a quick look from three. As Robinson brings it across the timeline. Planudis sets a screen. Well outside, Junior on the drive, taking it in. Blocked from behind by Aminu. Junior trying to take it all the way, but Aminu, an outstanding block. He was a volleyball player in high school, and you could see that he could climb the ladder and knock it down with quite a spike with that block there. 16 to shoot. The inbound to Antonio, gets a man in the air. Another three. Will short. Robinson's got it on the air ball. And we're going to have a jump ball. Alternate arrow will keep it with Mount St. Mary's. Good sportsmanship from both sides. Osborne Blount and Junior Robinson. The Mount will have it 11 seconds on the clock. 5:02 overall to play. Mount St. Mary's on top 71-69. The largest lead in this game for either team is six. It has been an incredible back and forth affair. And an exciting one today here at Wofford. As Carey to inbound. And he's looking, still looking. He'll lob it over the top. And near the center of the floor, Robinson has it. Only seven to shoot. Getting a screen going right. Junior, he jumped past Planudis. Top of the key three. Back iron, no. And a rebound to Minu here for North Florida. A chance to tie or take the lead. Off the left side, Gandhi Arosa. He's on the wing. Gandhi Arosa going to his left. Dribbling it in outside of the lane. Under the basket. Gandhi Arosa still with his dribble. He's going to dribble it back out. 16 to shoot. Still with a basketball. Gandhi Arosa going left again. He's on the baseline. Cross-court pass. Blount, a three for the lead. Good! North Florida hitting back-to-back threes, and they're back in front. The Ospreys lead 72-71 with 4:20 to play in this back-and-forth affair. Who's going to be able to get this bad boy out? Antonio outside left. Jonah looking against the man-to-man. He's Junior Robinson to his right. Now Don Carey between the circles. Carey outside right now for Planudis, and he scores, loving it over the top. The give and go. Planudis set his screen, and he rolled, and he puts it in. And the Mount's on top 73-72 with 3:53 to play. As straight away, Gandhi Arosa for the big Sams on the outside. He can shoot it. Now for a flashing Aminu. They're going to get a foul on Junior Robinson, and it's number four. As Junior tried to deny that pass down low, it's going to be side out under the basket for North Florida when we return after this final media timeout. With 3:47 to play, it's Mount St. Mary's 73, North Florida 72. And we're back with more. This is Mount Basketball, presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD.
Hi, I'm Tony Little.
And I'm Jane Moore. We love helping people find the perfect home.
From Adams County, Pennsylvania to Central Maryland, whether you're selling a home, buying a home, or you need professional property management service, the Little More team can help.
Call us today at 301-662-2468.
Who do you appreciate? Tony Little
and Jane Moore, or visit our website at littlemore.com and get a little more.
It's the middle of the night when... Avoid expensive damages to your home this season by calling Warner Service for plumbing emergencies. 844-44-WARNER. That's 844-44-WARNER.
W-A-R-N-E-R. Warner Service.
This is Jamie and Christian, and Mount Mayhem lives here. You're tuned into Mount Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Well, hold on, folks. We've got quite a finish in store. As our score, Mount St. Mary's 73, North Florida 72, with 3:47 to play in this one. Each team has four double-digit scores. Jonah Antonio leads all scorers in this game for the Mount. He's got 18. And on the other side, Garrett Sams has 16 to lead the Ospreys, as Amina with 13, Escobar with 12, and Blount now has 11 in this game. It's North Florida basketball, 20 to shoot, inbounding out of this final media timeout, as Gandia Rosa will inbound for the Ospreys. He's looking, still looking. He'll get it into the big Aminu, right back to Gandia Rosa. Around the screen to his left, looking inside the lane, underneath for Aminu, catching back out. Here's a three, right side, no good, short. Long rebound, the Mount's going to get it. Carry the other way, over to Antonio, right back to Don Carey, and the Mount sets up after Sam's missed an open three. Boy, North Florida is such an outstanding three-point shooting team. Screens to both sides. Robinson goes left. Now finds Antonio near the corner, right back to Junior. 13 to shoot. 3:18 to play, and the Mount's got a one-point lead of the ball. They go four corners here. Robinson, six to shoot, looking to drive on Blount. Lost his dribble. It's on the floor, a turnover. North Florida the other way. Escobar's on the drive. A foul. It's going to be on Mount St. Mary's. They're going to get it on Alexander, and Escobar is going to go to the line to shoot two. Now they look to go one-on-one with Robinson to create, but he turned it over. 3:05 remains, and Escobar's only shot one free throw all year, is going to get to the line to shoot two here. The leading scorer in this game, or check that, Sam says Escobar's got 12, and he has gone to the line once today. He's 1-for-1. The first of two here, and this one to tie it. The free throw is short, no good. For Mount St. Mary's, Robinson remains on the floor. He's got four fouls. Planunis in with three. You got Antonio, Alexander, and Carey. Second attempt is up and good, and we're tied with 3:05 to play. It's 73-all. Boy, both these teams have not been in a nail-biter down the stretch this year. Who's going to come out on top? As Carey for Robinson on the outside straight away. Junior getting a screen, going right. Robinson on the drive, step back. This is a long two. It's good. A tough shot, and he knocks it down. He had 2 feet on the line. Boy, they've given a three on the scoreboard. Was he behind the line? It's 76-73 on the scoreboard. As Gandia Rosa outside of the lane with a left-hand shot, no. Offensive rebound, Aminu doesn't go. Out of bounds, Mount Basketball. It looked like Planudis knocked it out of the hands of Aminu. Mount St. Mary's catching a break, and they've now fixed the score. It was a two for Junior Robinson. No, it's 75-73 for the Mount with 2.5 minutes to play. Carey near center floor. Over to Robinson, right back to Don Carey. Screen, he goes to the right. Carey looking to drive. Back out for Alexander. And they're trying to keep it out of the hands of Robinson. Pressuring him is Blount, who's an outstanding defender. 9 to shoot. Junior getting a screen. Junior going, spinning away. He's now going to kick it to Alexander. 3 to shoot. Alexander down the lane, fouled. Layup is good. Junior drew the traffic. Alexander found the basketball, and he scores. And a chance for a three-point play. Trying to give them out a 5-point lead. What a day for the senior, Greg Alexander, who's got 16 points here today. As now the second attempt upcoming here for Alexander. Free throw, or check that, the and one if you will, and he hits, and it's a 5-point lead for the Mavs. On top 78-73, a 5-0 run. 1:55 to play. In between the circles here with a right-hand dribble, Gandia-Rosa. Going to his left, looking over the defense, looking to drive inside the lane, going into Planudis and scoring. No foul, as an aggressive take there by Gandia-Rosa, who's looked to pass for much of this game. That's a big bucket for the Ospreys. It's 78-75, 1:33 to play. Junior Robinson has it between the circles, guarded closely, getting a screen, going to his right. Junior's on the drive, jump pass, cross court, and 21-3, and it rattles out in the cylinder. Here comes North Florida as Blount looking left wing for Sams. The Mount steps out on him. He tries to drive, and Sams backs it out, 1:13 to play. He'll hand it for Gandia-Rosa. 78-75, Mount St. Mary's. Gandia-Rosa, three for the tie. Good! What a shot. Gandia-Rosa had only scored 6 points in this game, and he scores five in a row, and he ties the ball game with 1:04 to play, and we've got a timeout. And I think North Florida called the timeout. I'm trying to see, and if so, they've only got one remaining. After that make, what a shot, Gandia-Rosa, as he came into today 13 for 27 for three in the transfer from the College of Central Florida, who played on Team Puerto Rico's under 18 team in the FIBA Americas Championship as a youngster coming through in the clutch. It's Mount Basketball in a 78-78 tie. And Mount St. Mary's has just been unable to pull away in this game. We got 1:04 to play. As North Florida settles back, they're going to play man-to-man defense. Inside a minute left. Carry around a screen to his right. On the outside for Antonio. Antonio looking. We'll get it back to Don Carey. Between the circles, 15 to shoot. What a big possession. Carey getting a screen, going away. Looking to drive to his left, 10 to shoot. Carey near the baseline, kicking it, Alexander. Now it's Junior Robinson, 5 to shoot near center floor. Junior, tough runner. Good! Can you believe it? He puts it off glass and in. It was an absolute prayer. And the Mounts up by 2. 30 seconds remain. Gandia-Rosa on the outside near center floor. Rosa going to his right, getting a screen to his left. Now on the drive. And a foul, a whistle and a foul. They ruled he was in the act of shooting. It didn't appear to be the case, but they're going to get a foul on Planudis, his fourth. It looked like Gandia-Rosa maybe passing that basketball. But he's got a chance to tie this game. 2 for 3 from the foul line in the young season coming into today. 80-78, Mount St. Mary's. They checked it. And it is going to be a 2-shot foul. And Mount St. Mary's, if he makes both, would be able to hold. For the final shot of the game. The left-hander Gandia-Rosa's free throw. No good! How big is that? North Florida's committed only 5 fouls. So if the Mount is able to get a rebound or even off of a make here, North Florida would have to give a few fouls, in which to put the Mount into the bonus. The Mount was going to send Hoboy into the game, but now he's going to come back. They're going to keep the same 5 on the floor. 22.2 seconds left. The big second for Gandia-Rosa, good. 80-79. Mount St. Mary's leads by 1. Brian Coffey, the second, has come in here. Number 20 for North Florida. They're going to set up full court pressure, as they're going to inbound to Junior Robinson, and a foul given with 20.2 seconds remaining. Now, Junior's the guy you want to get fouled. But that's the sixth team foul. Well, maybe they were wrong on the scoreboard. And they've been wrong at times today. Junior's walking all the way down to the line to shoot 1-1. And now the officials are bringing the Mount back. 20.2 seconds left. Well, Junior's the guy the Mount wants at the line. Of course, Mount St. Mary's will be shooting 1-1 here with 20.2 seconds left. Can they get it to Junior again? As Planudis will inbound from the baseline. And Planudis is going to get it into Don Carey. And the freshman gets a man in the air in the backcourt. And he's fouled. And Don Carey, the freshman from Upper Marlboro, Maryland, is going to go to the line with 16.7 seconds remaining. Carey 3 for 3 at the line of the young season. He does not have a point in this game. And what a time this would be for the first. Hobway is going to check in for the Mount. Alexander will come out. Once again, 16.7 seconds remaining. Mount St. Mary's on top, 80-79. And here the front end of the 1-1 for the freshman Carey. As he steps to the line, takes a deep breath, bounces 3 times, spins it. Free throw, good! How about that? He had not scored in this game. And Carey came into today averaging more than 10 points per game. And now the second to try to give the Mount a 3-point lead. It's up, and it is good. And a timeout, Mount St. Mary's on top, 82-79, as Don Carey, the freshman with ice in his veins, steps up, and he hits 2 big ones for the Mount. Fans, Mount Basketball presented by Warner Service. Warner Service provides plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. Give them a call at 844-44-WARNER. That number, 844-44-WARNER. Or visit online at www.warnerservice.com. And get tickets for the Mounts home opener Tuesday night against York College. First 400 fans are going to get that free giveaway. The replica banner giveaway, that's actually a towel. It's get your tickets, 301-447-5700. 301-447-5700. 16.7 seconds left. North Florida basketball. Garrett Sams is going to inbound for the Ospreys. So good at shooting the three. He gets it into Gandiarosa. Man-to-man length of the floor. Antonio Gardick. Gandiarosa is going to take it all the way in. Lays it up and scores with 9.4 seconds left. 82-81. The inbound goes to Carey, and he's fouled, and he's going to have to go right back to the line to shoot 1-1 again with 8.1 seconds remaining. It is a nail-biter, to put it mildly, here today at Wofford College in a dramatic back-and-forth affair. Does the Mount have enough to close? North Florida has 1 timeout remaining. 8.1 seconds left. The Mount leads 82-81. Can Carey do it again? Front end of the 1-1. The free throw up and good for Carey. Connecting on a big one. 83-81. Mount St. Mary's also has 1 timeout remaining here. As Carey, the deep breath, bounces 3 times, spins. Free throw, and he connects. 84-81, Mount St. Mary's. North Florida in a hurry. Gandiarosa across the timeline, 5 seconds left. Gandiarosa to his right, he's open. A 3 for the tie, no good. And Mount St. Mary's is victorious. 84-81, Mount St. Mary's hangs on, and they get their first win of the season, and a dramatic one at that, as they defeat the Ospreys of North Florida in a dramatic contest here at Wofford College. My goodness, how about that one, folks? We're going to take a break. We return to take a look at it. Mount St. Mary's gets it done, 84-81. And this is Mount Basketball, presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD. Mount Mayhem lives at Knott Arena. Be a part of the excitement all year long by becoming a Mount Club member, purchasing season tickets, or purchasing single game tickets. Call the Mount Ticket Office to be a part of the action. That number is 301-447-5700. Be a part of the mayhem, 301-447-5700.
Honey, Does this cup make me look big?
Yeah.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah, you're looking rich and saucy and,
Don't push it.
Musselman's Big Cup. 50% more applesauce in every cup. Only from Musselman's.
Hmm?
Musselman's Big Cup. 50% more applesauce in every cup. Only from Musselman's.
The Frederick Keys will be celebrating their 30th anniversary season in 2018, and ticket plans are currently available. This includes the popular Reserve Seat Flex Pack. All Flex Packs come with 10 undated vouchers for only $95. And with the purchase of a Flex Pack or any ticket plan, you can choose between a Trey Mancini or an Austin Hayes bobblehead. Enjoy Keys baseball all season long on your schedule. For more information about ticket plans, call the team at 301-815-9900 or visit frederickkeys.com. Frederick Keys Baseball, shake your keys.
GraphCom is an unconventional healthcare education and nonprofit marketing firm, equal parts creative studio and production powerhouse. We tell stories that change markets, minds, and behaviors. And we do it all in-house, from strategy and branding to content, design, printing, distribution, and more. Ready to get started on your next marketing campaign? We are too. Visit www.graphcom.com or call 800-669-1664.
This is Don Carey, and we are looking for another chance to dance. This is Mount Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Boy, did we have some fun there or what? My goodness. On a neutral floor in a stadium almost empty, and Mount St. Mary's in North Florida just treated us to it's just such an exciting ball game. And even though the Ospreys lose this game today and fall to 0-5, they're going to have an outstanding season in the Atlantic Sun. Let's take a look at final stats of this game. As Mount St. Mary's had four double-digit scores, and North Florida had five. What a contest. First of all, the Mount shot 48% from the floor, 30 of 62. They were 9 of 29 from three, and maybe the biggest number of the game. And when you look at it, why the Mount won, even though there was so much action. Mount St. Mary's shot two less free throws than North Florida, but they made five more. The Mount was 15 of 16 from the foul line in this game. For Mount St. Mary's, Junior Robinson led the way as he scores 20 points on 7 of 13 shooting. He had 14 of them in the first half. It was a big second half for Jonah Antonio. He had 18 points in 38 minutes. 17 for Greg Alexander, a season high. What a night for him. 11 for Omar Hobwe. The Mount got 6 from Planudis and Gomes. They got 4 from Don Carey and 2 from Ace Stallings. And how about Don Carey, who played a team-high 39 minutes. He did not score in the game until he hit 4 consecutive free throws down the stretch. And Mount St. Mary's just hangs on. North Florida. What an effort they put forth today as well. Garrett Sams leads the way. 16 points on 7 of 13 shooting. They got 14 from Ivan Gandia-Rosa. Rosa's going to be frustrated. He missed an open three to tie it with about 2 seconds left. But he had 6 assists as well in this game. 13 and 10, a double-double for Wahid Aminu, as he had 10 boards, 13 for JT Escobar, and Osborne Blunt out off of the bench with 11 points today, and he is an outstanding defender. Trip Day, a reserve big, had 9, and Noah Horkler battled foul trouble throughout the game. He had 5 points in 11 minutes in this contest. Mount St. Mary's gets their first win of the 2017-18 campaign. And for the Mount, it was a dramatic one as they win it 84-81. We're going to take another short break, and we return right after this. We're going to have a look around other scores from the Northeast Conference today, and we'll get you set up for what is Mount St. Mary's home opener on Tuesday night against York College. That's all coming up next. Once again, our final today, Mount St. Mary's 84 at North Florida 81. And this is Mount Basketball, presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD.
Big Cup.
50% more.
Homemade 10.
Only from.
Musselman's Big Cup. Applesauce so good, you'll be singing for more. 50% more.
Honey, does this cup make me look big?
Yeah.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah, you're looking rich and saucy and,
Don't push it.
Musselman's Big Cup. 50% more applesauce in every cup. Only from Musselman's.
Mount Mayhem lives at Knott Arena. Be a part of the excitement all year long by becoming a Mount Club member, purchasing season tickets, or purchasing single game tickets. Call the Mount Ticket Office to be a part of the action. That number is 301-447-5700. Be a part of the mayhem. 301-447-5700.
There is something about the people here. An ethic of hard work and community. So when Local Brothers decided to start a glass company, they stood out from the pack with exceptional service and attention to detail. Now Emmitsburg Glass is a leading industry contractor in the Mid-Atlantic. From architectural panels and curtain wall installations to custom residential, Emmitsburg Glass, truly a reflection of quality. Go Mount.
It's the middle of the night when... Avoid expensive damages to your home this season by calling Warner Service for plumbing emergencies. 844-44-WARNER. That's 844-44-WARNER.
W-A-R-N-E-R. Warner Service.
This is Bobby Planudis and Mount Mayhem Lives Here. You're tuned into Mount Basketball at 930 WFMD.
Well, one final time today here from Wofford College. And this beautiful new Jerry Richardson Indoor Stadium as Mount St. Mary's is victorious here today. And what an exciting, dramatic ball game, 84-81. The Mount gets it done. Junior Robinson led all scorers with 20. Jonah Antonio, a career high 18. Greg Alexander had 17. Hobway had his career best 11. But maybe the biggest were Don Carey's 4 points in the game. They all came from the foul line, and they all came in the game's final minute. There's action all around the Northeast Conference today. Let's take a look. Right now, Bryant is at home against Navy as Navy 51-50. They defeated they're leading with 12-17 to play in that game. Fairleigh Dickinson played a Division III school, Keene College. 94-55 was the final there. Wagner won a dramatic game at home against American. That's two teams the Mount will play later this year. Mount St. Mary's will be at American University, but Wagner got the win 71-70. St. Francis of Pennsylvania, they blew out Longwood. Longwood has two former Mount transfers, B.K. Ash and Charles Glover. And St. Francis of Pennsylvania winning on the road today, 83-56. So the Northeast Conference has had an outstanding day. LIU Brooklyn will host Hartford, and Sacred Heart will host St. Peter's later today. And there is an outside chance the NEC could run the board on this Saturday in the circuit. Folks, we got to get you ready for our home opener. The Mount will play 13 home games this year. You can still get season tickets for as low as $65. The number 301-447-5700. And the ticket office will be open Monday morning at 10 a.m. As York College is coming to town, it is a part of this Maui, Jim Maui Invitational on the mainland. And it'll be fun as you got to get there by about 6:30 to see the Mount unveil their championship banner from the exciting 2017 season. And then if you're one of the first 400 to enter the gates at Knott Arena, you'll also get a replica banner towel as a keepsake from what was an incredible run as the Mount won their second ever game in the first four over the University of New Orleans in the NCAA tournament, and then they gave Villanova a run for their money, trying to be the first ever 16 to win a game in the first round over a one seed. But of course, as you hear throughout the broadcast, the Mount, they're looking for another chance to dance. They took on a team in North Florida that is one of the best year in and year out in the Atlantic Sun. And in an incredible game in which no team led by more than 6 points, Mount St. Mary's is victorious. That's going to do it for us here today. We thank you so much for either watching us on SoCon Digital Network or listening to us on the properties of WFMD. This broadcast has been presented by Warner Service, and once again, the Mount got it done. They win by a final of 84-81, and you heard it all right here, as this is Mount Basketball, presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD. Have a great night, everyone.
Mount Basketball was brought to you by Grafcom, Frederick Keys Baseball, Utz Quality Foods, Emmitsburg Glass, Musselman's, and Littlemore Real Estate. Thank you for listening to Mount St. Mary's Basketball on 930 WFMD.